From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had strong words for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Monday at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council.
Kim Jong-un's action cannot be seen as defensive. He wants to be acknowledged as a nuclear power. But being a nuclear power is not about using those terrible weapons to threaten others. Nuclear powers understand their responsibilities. Kim Jong-un shows no such understanding. His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war.
The council met in session after North Korea's most powerful nuclear test to date took place over the weekend. Ambassador Haley said the U.S. doesn't want war, but our patience is not unlimited. President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for even stronger U.N. sanctions against North Korea. President Moon also asked the U.N. to consider blocking oil shipments to the North. White House officials didn't mention oil sanctions against the North, but they did say President Trump and President Moon broadly agreed on many major points in their 40-minute-long telephone call on Monday. The call came a day after North Korea triggered a global storm of protest by detonating a nuclear warhead underground that it said was a hydrogen bomb. The White House statement said both leaders underscored the grave threat that North Korea's latest provocation poses to the entire world. This is VOA News. In an unprecedented ruling, Kenya's Supreme Court on Friday nullified the results of the recent presidential election and called for new polls within 60 days. Kenya's Electoral Commission says that election will take place on October 17th. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more about what happens next.
The Supreme Court's decision to annul the victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta puts the country in uncharted territory. Adams Olo is a senior lecturer at the University of Nairobi.
It's the first time that one arm of the government, and specifically the judiciary, has been brave enough, if I can use those words, to stick to the constitutional provisions and the rule of law.
And the clock is now ticking, after the court ruled that fresh polls must be held within 60 days. In the meantime, Kenyans are still waiting for the release of the Supreme Court's full judgment, which is required within 21 days of the ruling. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The White House is expected to announce a decision about deferred action for childhood arrivals on Tuesday. Early media reports indicate the president will end the DACA program that has shielded hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation for the last 5 years. Officials who described the move to journalists said it would come with a 6-month delay meant to give Congress time to address the issue. Lawmakers were not involved in instituting the program, which was created through an executive order by then-President Barack Obama. A protest is planned in front of the White House Tuesday morning in support of DACA and its recipients, about 800,000 people across the country who were brought to the United States as children. Demonstrations are also expected in other cities across the United States. Still reeling from the devastating effects of Hurricane Harvey, the east and Gulf coasts of the United States are warily eyeing Irma, which late Monday developed into a Category 4 storm, according to the National Hurricane Center. Forecasters issued hurricane warnings Monday for the Leeward Islands and a hurricane watch for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Emergency officials in the Caribbean warned that Irma could dump up to 25 centimeters of rain, unleash landslides and flash floods. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.